Unsettled weather continues through the weekend. I'm Ed McIntosh with a regional look at what's happening with your weather across Montana, northern Wyoming, and the western Dakotas. This weather system is shaping up to be the haves and the have-nots right on through the weekend. We'll continue to look at rain showers in the lower elevations. Some higher elevation snow will continue to be wet and heavy into especially the Beartooth, the Crazy Mountains, the Gallatins. Areas of southwest Montana could have some travel concerns in some of the mountain passes as well. And the showers won't be nearly as widespread as we look into eastern Montana towards North Dakota, although we could see some decent moisture through portions of Wyoming. We'll hope for widespread moisture if this low can dig just a little more to the north, as we much need the moisture all across the region. Drought conditions are continuing to worsen across almost the entire area. Temperatures will be around seasonal averages throughout the weekend and still on track for a bit of a warm-up early next week. More weather next.
2 p.m., April 29th, Bear Paw Livestock. Bulls J5 Red sells 45 registered yearling Red Angus bulls and 25 homegrown commercial heifers with guest consigner Klingemann Red Angus. Bulls J5 develops their cattle at the ranch, ensuring their disposition and structure. These bulls are range-ready and balanced for your herd. Featuring sons and daughters of Beaver Stock Market, Becton Scamp, and Beaver Franchise. April 29th at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook. Visit bullsj5reds.com or find them on Facebook.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Well, the potential for moisture looks a lot lower anywhere from Gillette north to Miles City, Hysham, Glendive, Jordan, up into northeastern Montana. We could still see some rain showers across the western Dakotas and across southeastern Montana, where a few isolated thunderstorms are possible through this evening. But in the areas that will get rain and snow, it's possible we could see some ponding of water on some of the roadways. And certainly with the additional moisture up into the mountains, we'll see a warm up as we get into early next week, and we could see rivers, streams, and creeks continue to rise. Fire weather concerns remain for this evening in areas of northeastern Montana and the eastern Dakotas, with low humidity, breezy conditions, and warmer than average temperatures. That'll include Malta, Glasgow, the Wolf Point area, North Tuscobee, Plenty Wood, Sydney, Glendive, all included in that fire weather watch. I'm Ed McIntosh with your regional weather update. Have a great weekend.